Hello and welcome to another edition of Defending the Den. I'm your host, Scotty Waz. How are you guys doing? As you can tell, I'm doing stellar. So I was in the booth for the games this past weekend, and I'm recording this on Tuesday, and my voice is still not back yet. So we will try to struggle through this as much as possible and go from there. So give me the courtesy of having that, because boy, we had some exciting games down at the Den to start the playoffs. Games 1 and 2, Black Bears taking on the New Jersey Titans, who defeated the Johnstown Tomahawks in the play-in round last week. So we got ourselves a matchup, first time ever matchup, last two representatives from the East Division in the Robertson Cup facing off against each other. Of course, the Titans went in 22 and won the whole thing, and the Black Bears went last year and were a couple wins short of going back-to-back for the East Division. But these two facing off against each other, a very even matchup going into it as well when you look at the stats in the regular season. Both teams won 4 games and lost 4 games. The goals for and goals against were 25 apiece. So it was very even-steven for both squads, so you knew this one was going to be a tight matchup. And things got started midway through the first period for New Jersey as Ryan Novo scores on the power play as a shot from Jack Hillier squeaks through the pads of Owen Lepak, and just sitting there in the crease, Black Bears defenseman couldn't smother it and put it back into the pads of Lepak. Novo was there and it puts home the goal, making it 1-0 for New Jersey. But towards the end of the frame, that's when the Black Bears got things going. They had really dominated 5-on-5 play overall. I mean, of course, they had a lot of penalty killing to do, which we'll get into after the fact. But the Black Bears, 5-on-5, were stellar, and they get one to cash in with 5:03 remaining in the frame. Jesse Horacek, with a horde of people in front, finds a loose puck and hammers it home for his first of the playoffs. Dimitri Kebrew and Sam Stitz getting the assist. That Maryland line clicking very well to tie the game at 1. And then 10 seconds later, Sam Stitz comes down the side after a solid forecheck on the New Jersey defense, picks up the puck, rifles it home for his first of the playoffs. Immediately 2-1 for the Black Bears. Kebrew and Horacek, the assist on that. Maryland line doing their work. But moments later, Dominic Rivelli, the captain of the Titans, one-times home a power play goal to make it 2-2 before the end of the intermission. Again, one of those where the Black Bears penalty kill was just usually a solid penalty kill, but unfortunately, on Friday night, not looking as sharp as they usually are. And it, they gave up another power play goal midway through the second period. Logan Rankowski with a one-timer that kind of, he healed it a little bit. Knuckleball shook up Owen Lepak a little bit for the timing and somehow went in, making it 3-2. Black Bears, again, dominating 5-on-5. 6 shots in the entirety of the game, 5-on-5 for New Jersey. 6 of their 23 were 5-on-5 even strength situations. So, taps and head taps to the forwards and the defense to make sure the Titans didn't really get much to do in front of Lepak. But again, power plays were killer. I mean, New Jersey had 8 power plays. Maryland had 7, but they did not connect on it through 2 periods of play. Late in the third, though, crunch time is when the Black Bears really started to shine with 4:29 remaining. Solid play by Jeremy Tremblay to keep the puck in the zone. He wheels it over to Evan Sofokidis. Sofokidis goes for a little skate around the blue line, around the side, and Trace Johnson's at the back door just waiting to be let in. Sofokidis feathers a nice little pass over to him. Johnson tips it in, and the game is tied. The Black Bears working everything, the defense jumping up in the play in a big, big way, as they have done all year, and it pays off for them with the goal. So tied up as we get late into it, then 1:19 remaining. Mike Ergo on the power play. The power play had not done much of anything. Was 1-for-6 at the time, but Mike Ergo gets a nice little loose puck in front, gathers it up, and just snipes it home. Had all the time in the world towards the bottom of the circle, puts it high over the shoulder of Dylan Crick, and it's a goal. Mike Ergo with his first the playoffs assist going to Jeremy Tremblay and Evan Sofokidis, the two guys who were the assistees of the Trace Johnson goal. So those guys doing work on the power play. And then with 6 seconds to go, Riley Rue, the Black Bears, had a PK. Riley Rue pickpockets the Titans defenseman and puts it home for his first of the playoffs. And Trace Johnson, Sofokidis getting the assist on that. Three assist night for Sofokidis. Had a big, big offensive game for himself. And the Black Bears win this one 5-3. Lipak made 20 saves in the victory, and the Black Bears go up 1-0. But again, the power play and the penalty kill definitely factors in this, that the Black Bears could have had a lot more power play. It's not like the power play didn't get looks on Friday night either. They had a plenty of opportunities, couple of crossbars, couple of just block shots that just went wide, and you know, just happenstance in the playoffs. But the penalty kill going 5-for-8, I mean, not necessarily the greatest ideal of things. Yeah, there's that. But a win's a win. Black Bears will go into Saturday up 1-0. They get off to an early start here as well, just about midway through the first. Riley Rue on a great passing play. Started off, and this is a power play goal, starting off with Owen Lipak, who saw the Titans changing, took it upon himself with a quick up pass to Jeremy Tremblay. Tremblay enters the zone, finds Mike Ergo streaking down the slot area, and then backdoor pass to Riley Rue, who pots it home for his second of the playoffs. Ergo and Tremblay getting the assist. And if there was a tertiary assist, Lipak would get that one. So a good heads-up play by him. Black Bears up 1-0 on a power play goal. And then late in the first period, Dimitri Kiebru picks up a loose puck from a nice little pass from Jesse Horacek, a nice little tip-up to Dimitri Kiebru. He comes in, wires it home for his first of the playoffs. And the Black Bears up 2-0 after one. Second period didn't yield much. A lot of penalties in the second period on both sides of things. The referees were calling a tight, tight game. Not as tight as some would thought or some would have hoped. So it is what it is in the circumstance there. So 2-0 after two for the Black Bears. And then the third period, penalty troubles haunt the Black Bears again. Towards the end of a penalty or the one of the penalty kills, because it was a double minor called on Jesse Horacek after he gets a hit, gets called for a roughing, is what it is. Ryan Novo redirects a shot from Dominic Rivelli into the net, thought it was a high stick, did not review it, and it's a goal, 2-1, lead cut in half. Then moments later, Dimitri Kiebru got a hooking call, and then during the craziness that happened in between that, Dylan Gordon had gloved the puck in the crease and put it under his body. Referee saw that, called for a penalty shot, and Jack Hillier takes the penalty shot. He beat Owen Lipak, and the game is tied within a matter of a minute and 21 seconds. So Black Bears trying to get the go-ahead goal, could not find the go-ahead goal in that, so we go into overtime, 20 minutes worth of fun, 5-on-5. And the Black Bears, they don't get paid by the hour. And they get work done quick, as what could be a controversial non-icing call against the Black Bears turns into Luke Janis working the puck in deep, being the first on it, gets it over to Jeremy Tremblay. Tremblay spots Riley Rue coming off the bench, streaking down the middle. Rue pots it home for his second of the game, third of the playoffs, and to send the Black Bears home happy. The Titans, the players as they were skating off, did not seem to have the same umbrage that the coaching staff of the Titans did on that call. The players were skating away. The video that Jim Harding, one of the Black Bears' fantastic photographers, had them all skating off. None of them arguing, none of them going to the referee. They were just going to the bench, about to go to the locker room. The coaching staff of the Titans took umbrage to the non-icing call and then started to yell at the refs. Possible threats were thrown, and then video came out on Tuesday of one of the coaching staff slamming the door, the entranceway from the away side, repeatedly. And at the end, you could see after the kerfuffle, the door really dented in along that side after the fact. And yeah, some interesting situations. Referees may or may not have to have gone to the Black Bears entranceway to avoid conflict with the Titan staff. So a sane situation for NHL hockey. I mean, the thing is this: the was there a missed icing call? Probably. I mean, I'm not in the booth now. I can say this of my own free volition, and this has nothing to do with anything. There's a lot of missed calls in these two games on both sides of the puck. There's a lot of calls that the Black Bears could have had. There's a lot of calls the Titans could have had that were missed. There's a lot of calls that were called that I don't know if they should have been calls. Again, on both sides, there's a couple of ticky-tack ones that in the playoffs, maybe in the regular season, game 42, sure, you call those. Game one of the playoffs, I don't know. On either side. It was a four officiating crew. You had two referees and two linesmen. So say what you will about it, it is what it is. But to go that wacko for a Tier 2 junior game, because the arena staff didn't make those calls. The arena staff wasn't the one who missed the icing. And they're going to have to put up for that work. And they're going to have to deal with that after the fact. And if it was your rink, if you were at a home game and you did this, fine. You're ruining your own stuff. Or if you break, sticks of your players or whatever, or throw them on the ice or what have you. That's your own gear. That's your own stuff. But to do it in an away rink is just psychotic. And completely unnecessary and uncalled for, and we'll have to see what the league does about this. So, if anything, they don't publicize any suspensions. It's all kind of word of mouth when things do come out. So, luckily the Live Barn was up to catch that, I'm sure. the Titans are not fans of Live Barn in general this season. But, Black Bears, they win the game 3-2 after all of that. Great play by Riley Rue, streaking down the front, puts it home. Owen Lepak, 30 save or 29 save. What is that? Says 29 saves. He gave up two goals. Right? I'm not crazy in that, correct? Okay. Because I don't know if the power play, if the penalty shot goal counts as a shot. I would think it would. In any case, Owen Lepak, solid evening for him. A solid first two games. Black Bears up 2-0 as they go into Middletown for game 3 on Friday night. Possible game 4 on Saturday night, and heaven forbid if we get to Sunday night, game 5 back at Piney Orchard, 5 o'clock start time there, but fingers crossed it won't get to that point for the Black Bears. All games can be seen on NAHL TV, tickets.marylandblackbears.com for what's coming up there, whether it be game 5 or whether it be other games in the season. For the Black Bears, tickets.marylandblackbears.com, and follow all the socials at Black Bears NAHL on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter for all information there. As you can tell with my voice being crackly like it was in high school, did not go to the rink this week to get any interviews, just as a courtesy to my vocal cords and a courtesy to the team, just in case they thought, not really great. There's that. So no interviews this week. Hopefully next week when everything is healed up, we will get some clips about what's the future holds. I don't know what the future holds. I'm doing this on a Tuesday, and the games aren't until Friday, Saturday, and possibly Sunday. So there's all that. With the way the series has gone, who knows? Again, like I said at the start, it's been a very even series for these two teams in the regular season. So who knows what tomorrow or Friday can bring for all of that. But before we get you out of here, one bit of good news in all of this. Cooper Black, one of the Black Bears alumni, got himself into a game this week against for the Charlotte Checkers, as the AHL still working their end of their regular season. And unfortunately, not the best outing for his debut on Sunday night, as he gives up 4 goals on 19 shots in 41 minutes against the Phantoms, and gets hung with the loss. Is what it is. I mean, you're going to debuts and things like that. You got to get the bad ones out of the way first. So, but a good step in the direction for him in his career to actually get there. He's got a taste of it now, so he can move onward and upward. So congratulations to Cooper for that going forward, and here's hoping there's more for him amongst going forward, more for him you know, whether it not be the end of this season, whether it be next season, what have you, a bright future for the young man from Michigan. So congrats to him. And speaking of former goaltenders, the Michael Morelli, one of the Black Bears' former goaltenders, the first playoff goaltender, in fact. He has entered the transfer portal after 2 years at Michigan Tech and not seeing any time there. So he has decided to enter the transfer portal and see where his next journey in hockey takes him. All the best to him, and hopefully he can be put in a good spot for him to succeed, not only on the ice but also academically as well. So cutthroat position in net, so it's for him to do and make the most of it on his terms. It's probably the best thing for him to do if he feels he can go elsewhere and have a better opportunity, both in on the ice, off the ice. Then all the best to him moving forward. So that's it. We'll get you out of here on that. Hopefully next week we will have good news. Hopefully next week we'll be preparing for something else, and hopefully next week I'll have my voice back. But until then, you'll have to check out Defending Den MBB. That's on Twitter, and you can check things out there. And I'll have updates for games and whatnot, and it'll be a good time had by all. So that's that. Until then, I'm Scotty Waz. Take care of yourself and someone else. This has been Defending the Den, part of the Face Off Hockey Show Media Faction and Podcast Monsters. Like I said, Defending the Den, Defending Den MBB is the Twitter, and also ClutchingCrabHockey.com is the website. So you guys take care. Be well, be safe, be healthy. And that's your on those Black Bears Friday and Saturday night. Until we talk to you next time, peace.